Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm here joined by Will McGillivray, aka Goodwill. How are we doing this morning, mate?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. I'm also really impressed by your last name pronunciation. Great job.
McGillivray?
Yeah, a lot of people get to kind of like the Mick and then kind of bail.
Really?
They get a bit phased, yeah.
Well, it would either be a hit or miss with me, because I tend to just, you know, stick with things once I start them.
No, it was great.
But I wouldn't be surprised if people like McGillivray, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've heard it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. So we're talking about your new single you've put out. It was quite recently. It was literally, on the 10th, which is yesterday. Carp Eye.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. So we're talking about this new single, Goner. It's put out on a record label called Wine Gum Records. Are you a fan of Wine Gums?
Yeah, probably not in my top 10, but I would consider myself a fan.
I think when I was a kid, I used to really froth them, but nowadays I go for the Haribos and chocolate.
Yep.
Those are my two go-tos.
yep.
But yes, the opening synth of this track, Goner, it comes across like a gentle wave over a calm but eerie beach at night. It kind of phases in and out. Where did you find this synth?
The synth?
Yeah, or the opening kind of like phasing in and out noise. It sounds like a synth.
Yeah, well, it's actually it's a nylon string acoustic guitar.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've just played it normally, but I've cut the very beginning of the sound each time I strum it, so you don't really hear my fingers strumming the guitar, you just hear the sound after that, and it gently kind of swells in, but it totally does sound like a synth, and I was just talking to someone before, and they pointed out the same thing about the sea, but it's quite funny, because I just like looking out my window right now, the ocean is about 10 meters away. No, that's a lie. 20 meters away.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Away.
Maybe it's leaked in.
True. Yeah. Are you a fan of the ocean in general?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the ocean.
Yeah. You don't mind.
The salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Nice. I'm a big fan of the ocean.
I'm pretty scared of it, so I tend to avoid it at all costs. But hats off to you for being an ocean enjoyer. The song Goner is inspired by your trip to LA, where you had a few strange interactions. For example, there was someone who told you they were going to be a billionaire. Who was this man?
I'm not even sure if I remember the name of this person. I can picture his face, but yeah, I had these experiences. One was like someone who was super money obsessed and was telling me they would definitely be a billionaire.
Yeah.
And the other one was my Uber driver was telling me, I was like, oh, how many people live in LA? And the Uber driver was like, oh, it's definitely at least a billion.
Was the Uber driver like, I feel like Americans don't know geography or a lot of things very well. No offense to any Americans, but it's a trend, right?
Yeah, it was interesting. And as I was flying home, I was like, those two interactions were really weird. And they both involved the number a billion, which is actually in the second verse of that song. So that kind of like leaked into it while I was just like unpacking the experience being over there. And some people were just like really, a couple of people I bumped into were just like really money hungry, which was really interesting because people aren't that forward about it here, you know.
No, I guess we're not as rat racy as LA.
For sure, yeah, totally. And I don't know, I think it just got me thinking about like, yeah, it was just really weird to unpack. And I was like, well, where do I sit on that scale? And like, this person had such an insane amount of self-belief in a way that was like, you know, I mean, it's pretty unlikely he was going to turn into a billionaire, you know.
I mean, yeah,
it was weird.
It's easier to win the lottery than become a billionaire. Is that the kind of person who I think, you know, seems a bit detached from reality and probably a bit of an isolated individual? Is that what you'd characterize as being a goner?
I'm not sure.
Because the song does talk about also a goner being someone who doesn't take up opportunities and fight for themselves. But also I feel like that kind of vibe of being really delusional is a bit of a goner for me.
Yeah, totally. I think like most people, I've just kind of sensed constant opportunities, whether it's day to day or kind of bigger scale stuff, to just settle, you know. And I feel like it does take quite a lot of energy to continue on the path, because if you're trying to do something challenging, you know, it will be challenging, and it feels like it takes a lot of just a lot of like perseverance to get to the thing you're looking for. And I guess it's like a commitment to self. Mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's, I think, a big reason why a lot of artists, musical or otherwise, kind of stay in one place throughout their entire career, which is quite unfortunate, because there's a lot of really cool artists who go multifaceted and multi-phase and try different aesthetics and so on and so forth, but there are a lot of them who also just stay with the one sound or the one look, you know. I think that's,
yeah,
that speak, your song speaks to that kind of trend.
Yeah, it could do. Yeah, it's definitely just about trying to stay on the wagon and not just kind of settle for something not awesome.
Mm, for sure.
I'm still working it out.
Yeah, as we all are. Aside from the weird people, how else would you rate LA?
It was actually quite a weird experience for me. I think I'm honestly, it was like 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm still unpacking what it was like. It's just so it was so different, and there were some things I really liked. Like, I found a lot of people really easy to talk to, but I'm not sure if I ever was asked what I did for a job, or, you know, like what I'm interested in, you know, in some very long conversations. So I found it kind of strange, to be honest, but I'm not sure if I was necessarily hanging out in the right pockets. And I think when I made it into the right parts, where there's a little bit more music going on and creative things, I felt like everyone was a little bit more akin to me. But yeah, it was strange, but I'm keen to go back sometime. I've heard your first trip to LA is usually kind of a weird experience.
Mm, a bit of a break with the seal. I've never been. I've only been to Melbourne is the biggest city I've been to. I haven't been to any other country aside from Australia. And I only went there once.
That's okay. Melbourne's great.
Melbourne's awesome. Okay. Melbourne's awesome.
Melbourne's cooler than LA, in my opinion.
For sure, that's the vibe I get. I think LA, I also just don't like cities that aren't designed very well. And I mean, LA's highways are insane.
It was so hard to get anywhere at all. And you kind of just had to Uber. And I was running out of money really fast, because while I was over there, the currency conversion was so bad that an Uber would be like $100 to go check out like a, you know, like a burger spot or something. So I ended up just liming and having these huge lime missions like halfway across LA on these bumpy roads, being like, what am I doing?
Lord of the Rings type moment when they're trying to get to Mordor. Just
100%
going around.
That's exactly the vibe.
Oh man. Speaking of vibes, personally I'd pair this track Goner with maybe one of the more dissonant electro Radiohead songs, or maybe a bit of Media Thief, if you're familiar with Media Thief. What would you personally pair this single with?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm definitely a really kind compliment to pair it with Radiohead. I'm definitely a Radiohead fan. I haven't listened to, who was the other artist that you mentioned?
Oh, Media Thief. He's a Korean electronic artist. He's quite experimental. He goes into all sorts of different
Amazing.
Phases and stuff. He's real good. But yeah, what do you think you'd pair your stuff with?
Man, it's such a hard one, because I feel like I've listened to it so much that I like hardly hear anything anymore. But I would say, I would probably say Radiohead, even though you've said it, because there's definitely like a nod in the drums to some Radiohead stuff, and there's also, I think, some ambient stuff. Like, I was probably listening to quite a lot of Brian Eno, even though it's very different to what it's ended up like. I think if I hadn't listened to that, I probably wouldn't have had the kind of the confidence to have a song that starts with quite an ambient synth thing that's so abstract.
Yeah, it is a very bold move. And also another bold move that you've pulled on this track. I forgot to mention this, but now I'm mentioning it now. The song ends very abruptly, and I think it could have very well been expanded. Why do you decide to stop it where it was, and would you ever consider doing an expanded version of Gonna?
I wouldn't do an expanded version, and the reason that I stopped it there is because I think it just felt really... just felt really exciting to me. I think, like, cutting something off just before it's, like, really reaching the crescendo, I think is just, like, a fun thing to do. And I also was listening to some music while doing something around this time, and suddenly it stopped, and I only noticed the music once it stopped really suddenly, and then I was like, wait, what was that all about? And I went back and listened, and I was like, oh, I love this song. I didn't even notice it until it just stopped abruptly.
Fair enough.
It's quite interesting. But it's also, there's a project to come later on in the year. So this is the start of releasing a bunch of singles and then a full-length project that's unannounced just now. But this is track one. So I recorded it with a lot of intention for it to be kind of the opener. And I didn't want it to just feel like another kind of nice song or something. I did want it to be kind of built for purpose and to be bold and kind of catch you off guard in some ways.
Well, it definitely does that, and if it's the first song, it definitely acts, I think it's going to act very well as a springboard to launch the rest of the album from. I think that's a very strategic move there, sir. Well played.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Yeah, awesome. Can you comment on the release date of this project, or are we just going to have to be in the dark for a wee while?
It'll be announced pretty soon, but it's this year, towards the end of the year, and there'll be a project and some live shows and a whole bunch of stuff. But from this moment until later on in the year, there'll be lots of songs coming out, and then a whole project.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited to maybe talk to you again when that project comes up. For now, I'll have to bid you adieu. It's been lovely talking to you this morning, Will.
Yeah, you too. Nice. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care, man. Alrighty, that was That was Will McGillivray, aka Goodwill, talking about his latest track, Gonna, which you can find on streaming services such as Spotify. We're going to play that track now. Here is Gonna from Goodwill. It's 9:44 in the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. We have a corridor with poet Jennifer Rockwell coming up at 10 o'clock. Just double confirming that, if Google Calendar will let me look at my things. Yes, we are locked in for the corridor with Jennifer Rockwell about her new poetry book, Vultures. Very excited to get into this. Here's Gonna from Goodwill. See you soon. Ka kite.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.